त्र्यंबकं यजामहे सुगंधिं पुष्टिवर्धनं उर्वारुकमिव वन्दनां मुक्षियमामृतात्। पॉपुलर मंत्रा त्र्यंबकं यजामहे, पॉपुलराइज्ड बाय मेनी आश्रम्स, योगाश्रम्स आल्सो। इट्स अ वैदिक मंत्र, इट्स अ मंत्र पार्ट ऑफ श्री रुद्रम। यजामहे, ए वर्ब हैविंग वेरियस मीनिंग्स। यजामहे, वी इनवोक द ग्रेस ऑफ त्र्यंबका, दैट इज द मीनिंग वी stick to. Other meanings we pray to, we worship and all that, a number of meanings. We invoke the grace of Tryambaka. Tryambakam yajamahe. Purpose, mrityoho mukshiye. So we invoke the grace of Tryambaka and want him to release me from mrityu, from death. Mrityu, death. Tryambakaha. Trini ambakani yasya. Tryambakaha. The one who has three eyes. The Lord who has three eyes. Past, present and future. One who knows the entire past, the entire future, the entire present. Tryambaka. Tryambakam yajamhe. Sugandhim pushtivardhanam. With all this chandan, he is sugandhi. Sugandhim pushtivardhanam. The one who is ever fragrant, the one who is not bound by, the one who doesn't need a bath, the one who is the nourisher of health, pushtivardhanam. Tam parameshwaram yajamahe. We invoke the grace of Parameshwara, who is all-knowing, past, present and future, all-knowing, who is the nourisher of life, health, who is not subject to aging, ever fragrant, doesn't require bath, mrityoho mukshiya. Please release us from the hands of death. Mrityoho mukshiya. Urvarukam iva bandhanat. Urvarukam is watermelon. Bandhanat urvarukam iva mukshiya. It's a very interesting fruit. This Urvarukam is a purely an Indian variety, oval in shape. When you enter into the garden, you will find this Urvarukam already there are many ripened urvarukams, well grown up, but when it becomes ripe, it's different. When you walk into the garden, this fruit was attached to the creeper, the vine. When you come back from the garden, this fruit may be detached from the mother creeper. Without the interference of any person, it gets detached from the creeper. Gravitation was not responsible because it was lying on the ground. How did it get detached? It became so ripe. It is different. It is detached. May the Lord help us free ourselves from this samsara, like urvarukam. Urvarukam needed the creeper for its nourishment. Once nourished, it's free. It gains moksha. Similarly, marriage, parentage, etc. is necessary to help you grow, should help us grow, nourish us to grow. Grow a mature person, so mature that the person remaining with them is far removed from them. Like the urvaruka fruit, remaining in the same place is free from the creeper. That's moksha. That's freedom. Urvarukamiva bandhanat tyoho mukshiye. Ma amrutat. Not from amrita, immortality. I used to wonder what kind of meaning we will give. Ma amrutat. Ma mukshiye amrutat. Ma amrutat. Never from immortality. That's my nature. Mrityoho mukshiye. Ma amrutat. Never from immortality. What does it mean? It's my nature. You need not do anything. Mrityunjayaha. Lord Shiva is called Mrityunjaya. There is a story. We are now used to stories, you know. Through Mahabharata and other texts, we are used to stories. I don't hear. Is it okay?
Yes, sir.
Here?
Yes, sir.
One devoted couple didn't have a child, asked for a child. Their Ishta Devata appeared before them. You are great devotees. I am pleased with your devotion. Looking into your karma, I can't give you 100% fulfilling your wish. I can give you this way, I can give you a son who will live 100 years, who may not carry on with your devotion. Or I can give you a son who will excel you in devotion, in dharma, following dharma, but he will live only 16 years. You can choose between the two. There is no choice. He chose 16-year-old. 16 years who will live. That son he chose. As promised, he was brilliant, he was devoted, he was dharmic, and he had very good conduct. Yatoktakari, Sunnada Shaiva, father's name was Mrigandu. He became Markandeya, name. 16 years are over. Yama sent his Duta, go and get Markandeya. Yama Duta's came. Markandeya knew his. It's time of death, 16 years, exactly 16 years. He was born at a time, 16 years. He was doing puja to Lord Shiva at that time. The Yamas, Dutas came, they find him doing puja. During puja time they should not take. They went and told Yama. Yama said, I will come. He came and Markandeya embraced the linga, became one with the Lord. Yama, through his famous rope, and pulled both the linga and the person. Out came Lord Shiva. Mrityu was punished, was burnt and brought back. Very good story. When you are away from Ishvara, by your own thinking, Mrityu is around. No more alienation in your thinking. Mrityu cannot touch you because you have Mrityunjaya with you, non-separate from you. It's a great story. And Shivratri day, a day of spiritual commitments, vows, disciplines, I invoke the blessings, grace of Narmadeshwara Dakshinamurti. Narmadeshwara Vijnaneshwari Dakshinamurti with Jnana Ganapati.